Final hour, Darren, Donnick, and Chase here on this Thursday afternoon, ESPN 102.5, The Game. Wow, did we have a loaded hour last hour? Former Titans safety Michael Griffin joined us, and then you just heard Mike Detoyan, who is the president and CEO of Dover International Speedway. They own the Nashville Super Speedway, and of course the big announcement that NASCAR and a cup race is coming back to our great city, and may have broke some news on the date. Looks like maybe looking at the third weekend in June, and that'll be the first time a cup race has been in Nashville in 37 years when that happens. Somebody else breaking some news is our guest, Elliot Freeman.
Everywhere.
I know, it's great. Elliot Freeman, it's nice to talk about breaking news from Sportsnet, and he joins us every Thursday at this time. 31 Thoughts is also something tremendous that you should check out, and he has tweeted out some new information involving hockey. Elliot, how you doing?
I'm not bad. How are you guys doing?
Looks like you've been a little bit busy here on this Thursday.
Well, you know what? There's nothing like one tweet that you send out that makes people think that you're actually doing something, right?
Your something bosses took, think you're busy. They'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
That's something
that took 30 seconds to write, and you've just got credited for an entire day's worth of work. So good job by
that's
you.
That's right. It's like I feel like George Costanza. I should get up and walk out of Seinfeld. I'm out. I'm leaving.
All right, let's start with the NHL playoffs. We've talked about the model that's been put out there on their return to play, and there were still a lot of questions on how this would be play out. Gary Bettman left some loopholes in his statement when he announced to us the return to play, and one of those, whether it would be bracketed or reseeded after every round, and it looks like they will reseed after every round, according to your tweet. I got to be honest, I'm a little bit surprised by that. What about you?
I was surprised initially, but then, you know, somebody told me that the commissioner was really leaving this up to the players to make the choice. And once I heard that, I really began to believe it was going to be reseeding. Because I know that one of the major issues the players had with the format before they supported it was that they had to reward the regular season more, right? So now they have rewarded the regular season more. The top team remaining will always face the lowest remaining team. So I'm fine with that. People ask why would they want bracketing. I think there's a couple of reasons, but the main one I think is TV. If you're an NBA fan, sometimes you'll turn on, you'll have a deciding game seven of a series. And then later on that day, they can have game one of the next round. The NBA likes doing that for TV, especially on weekends. They feel they can get more games in. If you wait to reseed, you can't do that. You have to wait till everything is done. And that's one of the reasons the NHL considered it, but they left it up to the players, and the players made that choice. The other thing the players decided today was, you know, that qualifying round where you guys are going to play Arizona, that'll be best of five. Everything after that is going to be best of seven.
So why do you think, because in our conversations in the past, and I know we've discussed this with you, and you know, I know you've had the same vibe as whether it was Gary Bettman or whoever, you know, around the league and higher up in the league, they always wanted this. You know, we would hear about, you know, the NCAA tournament where a bracket is set and they want people to make their picks. And that was one thing that they were against reseeding. They wanted it to know exactly how it was going to play out. So I guess that's why I'm a little bit surprised that they're willing that matchups could change, you know, after each round.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of it. One thing we're learning here is that everything, maybe in terms of preconceived notions that we might have had, are completely different now.
Yeah, good point.
Like we think one way, and like the draft. Like I thought the draft was for sure happening in June, the way the league put it out, and it's not. It's going to happen after the playoffs are done. So it's like the old line: don't assume because you make an ass out of you and me. Like, we're really being reminded of that right now.
No doubt. Well said. You're right. You can't assume anything in these times. So the other one, as you mentioned, is now we know it's going to be best of seven once you get past that qualifying round. Surprised there? Not surprised?
I am not surprised. The biggest, again, I think the players just like the longer series more, because they think more often than not, it gives you a more fair and just winner. One of my coworkers, Chris Johnston, he reported last week that one of the reasons the league suggested best 3 out of 5 for an additional 2 rounds, so only the Stanley Cup semifinal and final would be best of 7, was because it saved 9 days. Like if you want to get the whole, if you want to do the playoffs with basically 3 rounds of 3 and 5 and 2 rounds of 4 of 7, I think he said it was 59 days. And if you do 1 round of 3 of 5 and the rest 4 of 7, it's 68 days. So they said if you want to save 9 days, and there's 2 reasons to be concerned about timing. One, because we don't know if there's going to be a second wave or when it's going to hit. And B, a number of these players are rightfully concerned about being away from their families. So they left it up to the players, but at the end of the day, they chose the longer series. And someone just sent me a text, a general manager, who said, maybe these players hate their families as much as we do. So I just started laughing.
So they wanted more games.
They wanted more time away. Freedom.
So did I just hear you correctly? The was that the entire way? So that's counting?
No, no.
The
qualification round 3 of 5, the rest are 4 of 7.
Okay, but
so your series with Arizona is 3 of 5.
No, I mean the window you just threw out there. Was that with qualifying, or was that just starting with the best of 7? So basically round 1.
I believe
it
was with qualifying.
Wow.
58 days.
Okay, that's surprising. I thought it would be – that's where I was going next. I was like, how long is – what's the window they're expected to – it's going to take to play all this out? And so that's actually a little bit less than I thought. I thought it would be more in the 75 to – 75-80 range, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the one thing I don't know about is the exhibition games. I should ask Chris. But think about it. Like, there's going to be no travel, right?
True. Yep.
I mean, the only time there might have to be travel is after, like, you can do the qualification round and the next 2 rounds without travel. So that, and you also don't have to worry about building availability because you know you have the building.
Yeah, good
so
point.
So that cuts out 2 big issues right there.
Gosh, you're good. I get it now. I get it. You're good. I mean, everything I throw at you, you just makes a ton of sense.
Don't you worry. I'll put my foot in my mouth at some point. Like, don't you worry about that.
So with that being said, any idea when you think this is going to get cranked up?
Well, I still think that there's a lot to work on here.
Okay.
And, you know, like they sent out a thing last week. They sent out a thing last week that said nothing before July 10th. And that is where I still think we are. Another one of my coworkers, Eric Francis, who's based in Calgary, he sent out something that he thinks it's going to be even later than that, like late July, beginning August. They still have a lot of work to do because, like, this stage they're about to announce, and it may be as soon as tomorrow, I'm not sure. It's the end of that's not mandatory. It's voluntary. And I don't think most players are going to be part of it. But the next one, which is stage 3, that's mandatory, and that's big-time testing, and there's a lot of work to get done. Like, one person said to me, like, you think about all the work that needed to get done in the playoffs, that paled in comparison to the protocols behind the scenes for how each stage is going to work. So it's a lot of work. And I think the other thing that's a factor here is, and, you know, you look at what's happening in baseball and their fight over contracts and money, it's all over the public, and it's not good for the sport. Like, in this time, It's not good for the sport to have that out there like that, your dirty laundry. And, you know, the NHL and the Players Association, they've done a really good job to this point of keeping that out of the public eye. I do think they are working on a new CBA. And, you know, I think it's an issue. You know, if I think they're looking at setting a cap, both on the salary cap for the next couple of years, which I think will be flat. And I also think they're looking at capping the players' escrow. Like, if we don't play this year because we're not allowed, because it just doesn't work out health-wise, they're going to have 35% coming off their paychecks next year. And even if they do play, it still might be 27 or 28%. So I think they're working on a deal where they can get it down to either 20 or just below for a little while, for a couple of years. And that's big. I think that that kind of conversation, and I think they're working pretty hard at it behind the scenes, I think that kind of conversation is key to this too.
We're talking to Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet. He joins us every Thursday at 1 o'clock here on the show. So you brought up baseball and just the mess that they're in right now, not being able to come to an agreement. And I look at this whole situation with hockey and with the NHL, and have they always gotten along? Has it been perfect through this process? Have they agreed on everything? No. I mean, that's part of a negotiation. But looking at the past and lockouts and all of that, I feel like that the relationship between the owners and players might be the best it's been in a long time. You're right in the middle of it. Do you agree with that?
Sorry, you cut out there for a second. Hit me again.
I'm just saying that I feel like the relationship between the players and the owners in hockey right now is probably the best that it's been in a long time, based on how they've worked together through this unique circumstance, and they've had labor peace, since the last lockout.
Yeah, I think they're really trying. Like, I do. I just think that negotiations are dicey, right? And they're really dicey right now, in the sense that, nobody is getting untouched by this, right? There's a lot, going on in the world. And whether your main concern is the protests or your main concern is the virus and the financial implications from the virus, like, it's a lot. And there's nobody here who's not being affected in some way, whether it's financial or it's mental. And, for the sport, everybody here is looking at it and saying, I think they want to do the right thing and they want to make a deal. But, everybody here has taken a financial loss and they want to minimize how much of that loss there is. And I think that always challenges you. I think they are really trying. I do. I think Bettman and Fear are really trying. But we know here, the players know here, they're going to take a hit because of the way the CBA is structured. And I think it's important to them that they minimize that hit as much as they possibly can, as anyone would. And I think those negotiations are delicate. I think they're really trying, but nothing is done until it's done.
Elliot, do you think that with the timeline and all of this, is that going to permanently change when the season starts? Do you think that this is one of those things that they're just not going to be able to get it back on schedule like it has been, or will they even want to?
Well, I think that comes down to two groups of people. The fans and the players. Like, the number one thing is, I think, like, you guys know Nashville better than I do, okay? What's better for Nashville as an organization? The current schedule we have, which is start in October, finish in June if you go to the Stanley Cup Final. Or is it better for Nashville start in January and finish in late June, early July, as a city? Like, what would your fans want if they could have a vote?
That's a good question.
Oh, that's a really great question.
That's what it comes down to. If your consumers like it this way, eventually you're coming back this way. Now, I think there are some teams, Dallas is one, and that has argued before that they should change the schedule to the later one. Jim Rutherford, and I can't remember if he was in Pittsburgh or Carolina when he first told me about it. I think he was in Carolina. He's a big believer in that too. But what we got to find out is, what do your fans want? Like, do your fans like it this way, or would they like to try it the other way? Because if in a league where it's 45% gate revenue, if your fans don't like it, you're not changing it.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting question, because as you know, Elliot, there's a sellout streak here. I mean, I've lost. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's what 160 consecutive games somewhere along there. Where, you know, before that, you know, it was a huge problem in this market. October, November, and December were huge problems unless it was a Saturday night game. During the week, during football season, in the fall, it was a very, very hard sell for this market. Obviously, those days have come and gone, but you do raise it because we only have a professional football team and a professional hockey team. And, yes, we've got minor league baseball, and those are professionals. I get it. But professional soccer now.
Football,
but we have
college football is a big deal.
We have like less. It's a huge deal in this market. I mean, and so there is less going on in this market, even though it hasn't affected the Predators here in the last 4 or 5 years. But you're saying even move it to even less things going on. I don't know how that could be a bad thing.
Well, I just think the only issue is that every time I say it to people, they're like, I don't want to be watching hockey in the summer.
But why?
Now, I live in Canada, and we don't have as long a summer as you do.
Yeah.
So, like, that might be a Canada thing. And also, you know, we're used to it, right? So people don't always like change. So that's one thing. And two, we don't have a summer as long as yours. But like the thing is, at the end, like we're going to, if everything goes as planned and nothing right now goes as planned, then it's going to have to force a change in the schedule. There's no question. We're going to have to start next year later, and we're going to have to start the year after probably later. And then we're going to find out, you know, like the one thing I do know is there are players out there who look at it right now, like playing in August, I don't like that. I'm not used to that. We're all creatures of habit, right? So everyone's going to get a chance to try this, and we'll see if we like it. And if we like it, maybe we go to it. But if the fans and the players hate it, we're not going to it.
Hmm. Boy, that's I would love to know the answer to that. If you have to, it has to be unanimous. There's no chance it happens. But if you just have to do majority rules, I'd love to know where the answer lies with the majority. I really don't know. I think it's a fantastic question that I don't know market to market how they would feel. Do you have any gut feeling at all?
I think Canada, it would be a tougher sell.
Yeah,
because a lot of us have a shorter summer than you guys do. That's one thing. But for a lot of markets in the States, I know the teams feel it would help them. Like the NBA is seriously going to talk about it. There are a lot of teams there that have said, we have to concede to football. And, you know, so if they're looking at it, there's no way the NHL isn't thinking about it. But thinking about it and doing it are two very different things.
I think this market's so unique, though, because, I mean, think about all the other events, Elliot, that we have here. I mean, it's more than sports, and especially Bridgestone Arena. I mean, there's concerts and award shows, and that's another aspect of it all, of if you're moving stuff back, where in the summer, I mean, Bridgestone Arena is packed with shows usually. You know, what does that do to it? So I think that's where we're unique, and Vegas could probably fall in this category too, even though they have, you know, a ton of arenas. But that's where I think we look at it a little bit differently.
Yeah, I could totally understand that. Like each market's different. Like that's the tricky thing, right? Like you're never going to find it's like we always used to joke about my relative jokes about his family. And he's got a big family, like 30 people. And he says, you know what we have when we get 30 people together? And I go, what? He goes, 150 arguments. And I just laugh. and that's the thing. Like, you know, you've got 30 teams here. What are the chances of getting a majority on this issue? Like zero.
Never.
Yeah.
Wow. Really good stuff. Appreciate the visit, as always. Good work today. Your day is done, Elliot. You know what?
You know,
kick your feet up. Go hang out with your 8-year-old son and your wife and just call it a day.
Does she get a vote on that? I'm not doing 31 thoughts today, but I am doing a blog, so I'm just getting that done now.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the visit as always.
All right, take care.
All right, that is Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet. 31 thoughts, you just heard him, that he's got to do a blog today, and then he's done. Good stuff, and man, great question on the way out. Let's talk about it on the other side.
I want to hear from people.
Yep. What do you think? What would be the perfect scenario? In your mind, your opinion, would it be a later start to the season or the way it's currently set up? The beginning of October, and you crown your Stanley Cup champ in the middle of June. What do you think? Or, in this case, a December or beginning of January start, and that would put you to what, August?
Yep.
An August finish? End of August finish? What do you think? 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We'll be back and try to answer that very good question on the other side. ESPN, 102.5 The Game. Hey, you can stream us from anywhere. Download the Game Nashville app. That is an option. It's free and easy. You can enable Alexa Skill or Google Home and ask it to play 102.5 The Game, or you can live stream from our website, which is thegamenashville.com. Boy, we have had some action-packed shows this week for sure. They have been fast-paced and fast-moving. We've been breaking some news and been having some great guests on this week, and that continued today. As you just heard Elliot Friedman break the news that the first two rounds, we were wondering, is it going to be five games or seven games? They are going to be seven-game rounds. So once they get into 16 teams, normal Stanley Cup playoff format, it's going to be best of seven, like always. But the qualifying rounds will be best of five, and they will reseed, which that one is the one. I wouldn't say that I'm surprised about the seven games for the first two rounds, but I am a little bit surprised that they decided to reseed. I kind of felt like they've always been against going back to reseeding.
Because they've changed the format.
They're going to do it.
I mean, that's essentially what they've done. Yeah, so I was surprised by that too. But we'll see. Should be interesting. I don't hate it by any means. I think it'll be fun. But I was definitely surprised that they, and Elliot even said it, they left it up to the players. So that was interesting.
We would like to know at the very end of that interview what you think about what Elliot threw out there. And it was interesting because last week he kind of put this in motion with a possible January 1. Right now that has been, you know, there's kind of a big outdoor game NHL's been doing on January 1. A lot of Preds fans know about that, you know, the one a lot of you went to and we went to in Dallas when the Predators played the Stars. But he said, what if they're big that – that day was even a bigger day. It was the start of the regular season. We were like, whoa. He said, you know, the NBA's kind of made Christmas Day their day. And what if that was an even bigger day? And the NBA said, Merry Christmas, and we're starting our season now. That was the start of their season. And we were like, whoa, okay. But that means you're going to be starting basically, in this case, for the NHL, 3 months later. I mean, they're 3 months into the season when we're talking about Winter Classic. So he just threw out there, what if this is where this is headed? We've said things from this will probably stick. Some things in all sports, we're going to come out of this, and they're going to say, you know what? We actually liked that better. And what if this is one of those things? How do you feel about that? And if you started later, you would end much later. So we're talking about ending at the end of August. So basically your hockey season, the real good stuff, the conclusion of your regular season and trying to all these teams fighting to get in, who's out, and your Stanley Cup playoffs would be in the summer months.
Well, I mean, there are many ways to look at this. I look at it, you know, from a fan point of view, I mean, it might be better for you if you're a fan of multiple sports. Like if you're a football fan, you kind of opens that up a little bit. If you're a hockey fan, now, you know, if the NBA is right there with you, you're balancing that. Baseball, you know, whenever they decide they want to get on the same page and play again. You know, that kind of opens some things to have to put all those together. And by the way, the NBA owners have approved that return to play plan, so it looks like that's going to be happening soon. But that's kind of how I look at it from that standpoint. From our standpoint, you know, how many times are we, and we've done this for the last 3 months without sports, but we're playing list radio and June radio and having June topics, and that essentially would eliminate that because if you're moving seasons back.
It absolutely eliminates it. I mean, you know, obviously if they didn't make the playoffs or it was a one and done, then, you know, there would still be some summer months in there, but not much. I mean, think about it. NFL training camps are at the end of July.
Right. Yeah, and we always, you know,
SEC
I remember.
SEC Media Days is what, the middle of July?
Middle of July.
Which as Scott Ramsey told us today, will be in our city for the first time next year.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah, that's the plan. And, you know, that had been announced last year, but with going back to Atlanta and then Nashville. And so that was something we were anticipating. But, yeah, but think about this larger or this bigger picture conversation that we're having. I mean, this could change how we go about doing, you know, what we do. Because if you changed all the schedules, then all of a sudden we go from there's not really a dead period. I mean, if in this market especially, because soccer is going to continue to build, have a NASCAR Cup race that's coming. Oh, by the way, the Titans, the Preds. So it could change our calendar, so to speak, of how we go about covering sports. So
we're truly year-round with stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah. When are we taking vacation? I mean, well, it changes.
I was going to say that would, yeah.
Yeah. I think
not that anybody out there cares, but, you know, for us talking, you know,
it changes. It would change things. But
as we've learned in 2020, you know, we can adapt. We can figure that stuff out. You have to change and figure things out moving forward.
Yeah, we're not belly aching by any means. It's something you roll with.
Yeah. 615-737-1025. What do you think? John, what do you think?
Hey, Darren. Thanks for getting back to me about the Hockey Hall of Fame pictures a few months back. That was really nice of you.
Sure.
On paper, I like the idea of having hockey during the colder months because, you know, it's a cold weather sport. You know, it does seem kind of weird to watch them play on ice in when it's 100 degrees outside. But in practice, in the world we actually live in, I do think it would make more sense to delay the season so it doesn't compete with football as much. So that'd probably be more revenue for the owners. And also what Chase was talking about that I was going to bring up, the month of July, unless you're a baseball fan, and this market doesn't have a baseball team really other than the minor league, is absolutely a dead month. Floyd Reese on the afternoon show, I think he just takes that whole month off.
He goes to Floyd Reese Island. Yeah.
That
yeah,
can't
like
confirm.
He's just
he
not
does.
in July because there's nothing to talk about. Now, this year's going to be different. We had July and March, April, and May, and hopefully we won't have a July this year, or at least a sports July. Obviously, the calendar month will come and go. But it would get rid of that nasty lull in July. And also, it would stop the NBA and NHL finals are typically at the same time, and they try to alternate days, but that doesn't always work because of the 2-2-1-1-1 format. So it would stop the NBA and NHL finals from stealing the spotlight from each other, and give you guys more time to talk about those. So I actually do think it makes sense. I might want to start a little earlier than New Year's Day, maybe early December, or maybe Thanksgiving Day could be the kickoff, although the NFL does kind of do that too. But
yeah.
I do like the idea of expanding it to kind of get rid of the saturation and cover July a little better. And I think Braden Gall on the morning show took July off as well, just to kind of emphasize how dead that month is in sports.
John, just so you know, we basically all do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when we plan our vacations.
Somebody's got to be on the air. That's when the junior guys are trying to earn their stripes, right?
it's
that's
really.
How Chase moved up to the main show, right?
That's
right. That's how I got Chase.
July vacations.
It's where I did my work.
It was a good time for you, right, Chase? That's like the weekend guys on the news, right? That's how you earn your stripes
John, I'm glad you understand that, because I've had to explain that to people over the years, but I'm glad you understand that that's when the junior guys work their way up.
No, it's a great opportunity for the junior guys, and you've been a great addition to the show, in my opinion, Chase. So
Thank you. Not that
it matters. Hopefully Ryan agrees with me, but then again, I thought Braden was great in the morning, and they disagree with me on that, so I don't know that my opinion counts for much. But
well, your opinion counts on this show, so thanks
absolutely.
For the call, John.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks, John.
Good insight. You know, I knew it would eventually get brought up about it's a cold weather sport, and I understand that. But if you think about it, it's why I've always said I've never understood why baseball, basically the bulk of their season is when it's hot. It's an outdoor game, okay? And they play the majority of their season, yet they basically play their biggest stage and their brightest lights when it starts getting cold. And in some cases, we've had World Series where they've had snow outs. I know, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been to a World Series in a blizzard.
Because, you lived in a market where it would get cold.
Colorado, when they went to the World Series, I think they even had a game snowed out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never really understood that, why baseball doesn't end their biggest stage and their brightest lights in warm weather. I've never understood that. If you really think about it, I mean, hockey does the same thing, right? We're talking about their biggest stage is all in warm weather. So it's not really changing anything on that front. I mean, you're still getting some cold weather months. January, February, and March are still cold months, right? And so you're talking about the first 3 months of the season. I guess the way I look at it is right now hockey doesn't end in cold weather. Hockey's playoffs is in warm weather most places. I know there's still, you know, you could probably maybe go up to Edmonton and it's still a little chilly in May. I don't know.
Winnipeg wasn't bad when we were there.
It wasn't bad.
I was expecting it to be really, really cold, even in, and that was what, May, mm-hmm. when we were there?
Yep.
And it wasn't. It wasn't bad. I think I had a light jacket.
It was still, you know, it was obviously much colder than here, but you're essentially ending in warm weather months. So, yeah, the months would probably be even warmer if you're talking about a late August. So you're talking about enduring more warmer months, but, you know, they're basically already doing that now.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess is the way I see it.
Right. So, and I know there's, you know, look, there's going to be concerns if they change this at all by anybody. Greg says, hey, NASCAR starts with the biggest race of the year in the Daytona 500. Why not start the NHL season with the Winter Classic? I wouldn't hate that, but here's the other part of it. And this is where you have fans that may not be a fan of multiple sports. Technically, and I love the Winter Classic, and it was so much fun to cover, but technically New Year's Day is college football. So I think that that's something else to consider, that I don't know if I would love starting the season on New Year's Day, because that's college football.
It's kind of become less college football than it used to be.
Yeah,
but yes.
They've moved around.
They have less games on January 1 than they used to. I mean, it used to start at 10 in the morning and end at 10 at night, right? It was just all-day affair, three games going at once, all day.
Yeah. So that's very, very true. But I don't like that. I mean, because I, you know, college football, that was something that I always enjoyed about New Year's Day, is watching just day full of bowl games. But as we say, you adapt, and you can't live in the, well, that's how we've always done it mentality. And I think that this time has taught us that, you know, a lot. Something that we brought up when this whole thing first started was, what's going to be learned? Are there going to be changes that are permanent? Because we realize, maybe doing it the way that we're being forced to do it now, a la NASCAR run in middle of the week, it might, you know, we might decide, hey, we actually like that, and let's do that moving forward.
I think NASCAR is definitely, I think it's, there's no doubt in my mind there's going to be more middle of the week racing.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I've been, you know, number one, there's nothing else to watch, but I've been bored this week and sad that there wasn't a Wednesday night race.
I was going to say the same thing. Honestly, I've missed the Wednesday night race.
Next Wednesday, they're at Martinsville. Like, hell yeah, under the lights at the short track that is Martinsville. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't released updates to the schedule yet, complete or full updates, but I believe there's going to be July 15th will be the All-Star race at Charlotte. They're going to reschedule that, so they're going to do that in the middle of the week, and I think they're going to run a Thursday night race at Kansas, so that'll be cool.
Let's go to Nate, find out how he feels about this. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. I really don't have an opinion yet, just because we haven't experienced it from January or December to around August. But my main thing is, and this goes back to the interview y'all had with David Poyle, bringing up more questions, with the Summer Olympics, how would that work with having games on NBC and NBCSN? Would they just not have those nationally televised games from like July to August? Or what do y'all think would happen there?
Nate, you bring up a very good point. How you handle that, Chase?
I'd like to experience it from December, January to August just to see how it looks, feels, and everything. But, I mean, you know, again, logistics.
Yeah. Logistics could get in the way of a lot of this. I mean, that's kind of what I think is going to be the biggest problem. But he brings up a good point, too, of you need to experience it first before you can really give an opinion. I mean, it all sounds cool. It all sounds different. But, you know, if you live it and then all of a sudden it's like Elliot brought up and the fans are like, kind of like the old way. Then, you know, then maybe you have to adjust back to that. But Nate brings up a very interesting point.
We talked about the NBA agreeing to what's been thrown out there. Sources have also, the NBA has informed the Board of Governors of scheduled dates. So training camp on June 30th. July 7th, teams will travel to Orlando. July 31st is when they'll get cranked up. Free agency will be October 18th. And right now, it looks like they would target a November 10th training camp, and opening night would be on December 1st.
Wow. That is compact.
Yeah, it is. And also, to throw in there that the NBA draft lottery will be August 25th and the draft October 15th.
Okay. Yeah, because that was one thing I was going to ask. I didn't see the draft on there.
So the NBA would be looking at right now a December 1st start.
Which is intriguing because you have the draft on the 15th and you have free agency starting 3 days later.
Yeah.
So I do ask this question, that the NBA now has their plan. We know their plan. We see dates. And I understand that they're fluid, like still, you know, opening night, all of that. But now I think the NHL has to come out with some dates. That's just my opinion. But the league that they follow closely, they follow each other closely, it now has a more concrete plan together. Now I'm thinking the NHL, we need some dates.
I think that the NBA is definitely moving in the December start direction. I think we may have seen their last start in October. Yep, in my opinion. I know it's going to happen this year, but I'm saying I think we may have seen our last October start in 2019.
I think something that could dictate some of this too.
Now remember, the NBA starts later, as they're late, a little bit later than the NHL, so they're more like the middle of October to the third week of October, right? Is that right?
NHL,
yeah, it's more towards like the last week of October, early November is when
where
they really
NHL
start.
Is yep. At the beginning of October. So it's what, about three? Let's say, safe to say, 3 weeks later.
Yeah, it's like a 2-3 week gap between NHL and NBA.
Okay. So they would be basically, I guess, moving. They would probably wait an extra month or so.
Yeah,
5 weeks,
roughly,
than their normal start.
Roughly,
I think they're going to keep. I don't know why I feel so strongly about it. I just kind of feel like the NBA is going to keep that.
Yeah, and I'd be fine with it, and I'd be curious to see that, you know, through all of this, how many new eyeballs they get on their sport, and if it's because you know, a question I brought up before is, are there sports that you don't watch simply because you just didn't have time, that you were trying to balance your life, and then also the sports that you are a fan of that you just you didn't have time to check out if you're not an NBA fan to watch basketball or a NASCAR race? And if with it being a little more spread out, I think that even though right now we're going to see, you know, everything piled on top of each other, but I'm wondering if that brings new eyes in and then this format makes more sense, if that could be a factor in it. So I don't know. I think, you know, I thought it was interesting that you brought up that you think it'll stay there December 1st.
I really do. I just think that a later start, I mean, just think about it. The summer months certainly haven't hurt the NBA finals, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've had really good ratings for the NBA finals. And so you're just pushing it a little bit even deeper into the summer months. I don't think it would hurt them at all.
No, I don't. I don't think it would.
All right, we will come back and wrap up Thursday's show next. Tell you what, I got some pretty loud thunderclaps during the break.
The sun is shining here.
What about you on the west side? So you got the sun out. Well, I guess the sun is technically out, but I heard a couple of kabooms.
Let's go to the Doppler here.
Let's check the radar.
See what the radar has to say. I know that, you know, this was definitely forecasted. Yes, Darren, there is a cell producing thunderstorms around your area right now. So that's what you're hearing. It's moving into the Smyrna area. So that is definitely what you are hearing. And these are popping up and looks like they will grow in intensity later on this afternoon.
When is later on?
According to weather.com, around 5 o'clock. Do we have practice? Do we have something?
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock. Looks like the sun is still out, but now I'm starting to see it looks like rain, some rain. What do we have over on Murfreesboro Pike?
At first, it was pretty dark and gloomy out here, but now it's sunshine as I'm looking outside, and I'm almost about to head out of this building. So, good deal. It stopped, and it's, you know, now it's sunny outside. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you keep it on your end, sir.
Okay. Well, I'd like for just move on out of here. At least stay clear for a couple hours later
today.
Yeah,
I agree. I'm going to have to take off in a second. I just got a reminder on my phone that I got to catch my flight from L.A. to Vegas. So y'all are going to have to wrap. Oh, wait. I didn't get to go. That was depressing that I didn't turn that alert off. And that popped up just a few minutes
See,
ago.
See, Chase, going back to our previous conversation, would be taking June vacations because July was his month to shine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. July was it. I mean, think about it. I filled in last year when you and Willie were both gone. Did the fill-in with Steve Lehman.
Yep.
And that was right after we announced that, you know, I was getting the call up mm-hmm. to the big leagues.
That's right. So. It's starting to come down now.
Mm.
But it's sunny out, but it's starting to come down.
Yeah, that's always confusing to me.
Yeah.
When that happens. When that comes about. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, just in regards to our previous conversation.
Okay, that's where I was going, so good.
Okay, because Porth sent me a text, and I thought this was interesting. How does this impact league draft? So if you move the season, you know, think about a college player, that a basketball player that ends their season in March or April, but they don't get drafted until October.
I thought he was going to say he has red season tickets and it would affect that. So
now he's mad at baseball right now.
But is it affecting, does he mean this season or next season? Because the season starts in December. I'm assuming that they're still probably going to try to end their season in like June. And they're just going to – it's just going
to
be jammed.
Yeah, but I mean, it, you know, to Darren's point, that Darren said he thinks the NBA could start, you know, December 1st, thereabouts, moving forward. So does that alter when – because the draft is usually right after the NBA Finals, right?
Yeah, I mean, the draft is usually like in July. So if they do – that's what I'm saying. So if they do the season in December, they can end in June, and then they'll have the draft normally in July like it is. Now, if they end the season in July, with the NBA Finals being in July, they could still do the draft probably like a week later because they usually do the draft lottery around the NBA playoffs anyway.
Just do it in August, sometime in August. It could be in late August. I mean, nothing's going at that point other than NFL preseasons wrapping up.
Because I really like how, like, the free agency and the draft are pretty much 3 days apart from each other. And that it's usually like a week. Usually the draft is like a week before free agency. And so now it's like 3 days. So I like that better. So if they move it to August, that's fine too.
Yeah, and I like too that, you know, the season ends and then it's just a few weeks later, you know, you're getting into free agency in the draft.
Now the question is, are they going to give kids more times to decide? Because they usually give them a deadline like around April. Like, I know they pushed it back this year, but are they going to give kids more time to kind of think about what they want to do down the line? I don't, you know.
That's a good question too.
So that means summer league's going to start late.
See, David Poyle was right. David Poyle was right. It just brings up more questions.
Exactly.
You answer one question, you get another one.
Because now I just thought about Summer League. Because now Summer League is going to have to start.
Don't get rid of Summer League
in August.
Let's be honest. Let's not act like this thing. Nothing is going to hinge or be decided because it affects Summer Leagues. I mean, come on.
Come on, man. Summer League is awesome. No. I'm just saying.
Don't be hating on Summer League.
Yeah, man. It is great TV.
There's nothing that's going to change anything because of the summer league schedule. Come on.
It's going to change my schedule.
You can call it the fall league, okay, if you want.
Adam Silver comes out. Well, we didn't want to alter summer league because it's so popular. So,
My birthday's in August. Like, hey, what do you want to do for your birthday? I want to watch Lakers and Suns summer league.
You could watch
summer
the NBA finals, which you could watch.
I could. That is true.
You know? But, you know, I guess by the way it was, see, so they finish right now, what, end of June? So, yeah, I mean, they would be wrapping up at the, because we're talking about 5 weeks. So it would be more like the beginning of August. Maybe like the first week of August is when they would wrap up. You could have the draft by the end of the month. End of August. No harm, no foul. I don't know. I mean, I just feel like it may go that direction. For the NBA. Hockey, I don't know, because there's so many different markets, you know, and I don't know. I mean, how do you, it can't be unanimous. There's no way.
No.
That's what we've learned. There's no way it's going to be have everybody on the same page. So it's going to have to be majority rules. And I just don't know how the majority would vote. Like, okay, for example, give me the California teams. How do they vote? Tell me. Keep it the same or change?
I don't know.
I know that's
like I can't answer.
Give me the Arizona Coyotes. What are they doing?
I really don't know. I can't answer the question. I know why you're doing this. Like, I know why it's the exercise.
Now let me give you this one. I think this one is going to be easier for you. Now I'm going to give you one I consider kind of an underhand pitch. What about the Columbus Blue Jackets?
They would probably elect to move it.
Aha! Why?
Because they're in a college town.
Well, there you go.
Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. What about the Carolina Hurricanes?
Probably the same deal.
Yeah. So,
but you can't necessarily say that about here because, again, Nashville is very unique. And I think the whole football, hockey argument, I don't know if you can necessarily make the same one because I think the fan bases, while there is some crossover, I think they're different too.
Market has definitely changed, no doubt about it. This would have been an easy answer 12 years ago.
Yep.
I mean, you would have done exactly what I would have said Columbus, and if I would have said Nashville, you'd have said the same thing 12 years ago. Market has changed, though.
Indeed it has.
Something that hasn't changed is this is about the time we wrap up every day. So we are done. Have a safe and great rest of your day because we want to see you back with us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. as we wrap up this week. We'll see you then.